We got another real special friend that we're going to call out here.
Let me take this one.
Steven's going to take this one.
Brennan's going to put down his banjo and pick up his fiddle. And I'm not sure if he remembered that or not. So, and also, just a note about the lights going out. That was amazing. And I didn't know it was going to be that kind of a party. I like those kinds of parties. Yeah, so we're going to bring another friend out. And you'll actually be able to catch Cody with this group tomorrow. But we're going to invite our friend Alex Graff to the stage here in just a minute. And Tony's been playing music with Alex for, gosh, how many years? 4 or 5 now, somewhere around there. They used to play in a project called Tone Dog. I don't know if it's still active or not, but yeah, we got some Tone Dog fans out there. There's always a few.
Yeah. We'll be playing around the hotel later as Tone Dog.
All right, Tone Dog featuring Steven Sellers. Perfect. And so we're going to have these guys just kind of warm up the stage with us today. Alex Graff is, as you know, he's got quite the following on Instagram, and I think like 50,000 people. That's a lot. That's like about 50,000 times what I've got. And we're really excited to have Alex come up and pick a few. But if you guys don't have this on your calendar, tomorrow at, I believe, 12:20 at the Animas City Theater, Alex Graff's Bluegrass Super Pack is going to be playing. Cody Tennant's going to be on bass. Banjo with Brendan Schaefer, and a little mandolin with Tony Holmquist. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Alex Graff to the stage.
Actually going to venture outside of the old-time music realm for a minute here, and I guess I could give you a little bit of context. We did a show called a show that was a tribute to the album Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe. How many people heard that album? How many of y'all love that album, right? I didn't hear you. How many of y'all love that album, right? It's the best. It is the best bluegrass instrumental album of all time. And you know, in researching for that project, leading up to it, it became apparent that you know Kenny Baker and that generation of Bill Monroe's musicians really were pretty close knit with kind of like the old time musicians in that area. Especially one of our heroes is Tommy Jarrell, and they would hang out, and Tommy Jarrell and Kenny Baker were really pretty tight, and they would jam and like teach each other stuff, and that just blew my mind because they couldn't be more, you know, opposite in terms of stylistically, and so I just loved that, and I think that's really cool, and so to be able to do this is really fun, and of course we got Alex here, who's, if you haven't heard Alex play, you're gonna love it, because, and of course, since we're talking about guitars, y'all know Robin Davis. Of course you do. He grew up here in Pagosa, here in Pagosa. So anyway, just thought I'd take the opportunity to introduce Robin. If it's your first time at the festival, this is Robin. So we're gonna do one of the tunes off that album. It's called Jerusalem Ridge.